This is Lewis Navalier. It is Tuesday, October 1st. Well, folks, I just want to update you on the stock market's latest gyrations. And even though we finished the quarter on a positive note with a nice rally on Monday, today the market's flopping around. The market is essentially in a bathtub. It just likes to slosh back and forth. And today what kind of spooked the market was the Institute of Supply Management, that's called the ISM survey, announced that its manufacturing index slipped to 47.8 in September, and economists were expecting 50.2. So that was a big disappointment, and anything under 50 signals a contraction. So that means the U.S. has followed the Eurozone and Germany into a manufacturing recession, okay? Whether the GM strike is impacting this or not, I'm not certain. Couldn't have helped it, just so you know. But only 3 of 18 industries surveyed were positive. And in August, 9 of 18 were positive. So this was the market reacts, and this was very disappointing. So that was one reason the market sold off. The other reason was China. Now, we had, this is the 70th anniversary of the Communist Party in China. There's all these celebrations in Beijing and you know, military parades, all that good stuff. So what's happened is in Hong Kong, they don't want to celebrate that. And so there was all these clashes all over Hong Kong, and one of the protesters, an 18-year-old student, got shot. So it's not going well, the whole Hong Kong thing. And China is very defiant right now. And that kind of upset the market as well. In the meantime, there's a private PMI report in China that says it rose to 51.4 in September, up from 50.4 in August. So it looks like China, if anything, might be reaccelerating based on their private PMI over there, which is better than the official one. But nonetheless, this is what these are the cross currents that are impacting the markets. And so China's defiance, bad ISM here in America. There's also a pretty bad recording of Mark Zuckerberg, who runs Facebook, talking about he will be happy to take on the U.S. government if Elizabeth Warren becomes president. You know, she's talked about breaking up Facebook. She hasn't said why. And, of course, Mr. Zuckerberg doesn't think she can, and he's happy to litigate it with her. So it just shows that the tech sector's fairly defiant, and obviously when you run for president, you tend to blame other people and all that stuff. And so Facebook is been caught up in all that. But the U.S. is still an oasis out there, and our service side is very strong. We are the largest exporter of crude oil in the world now. We were in June, but now we are because of all the Saudi Arabia's outages from the drone strike. And so all that record crude oil exports will help lower our trade deficit, boost GDP. So the U.S. is still on track for 2% plus GDP growth, thanks to a strong consumer and our record energy exports. In the meantime, we'd still have the political circus going on. And, President Trump released the transcript of the phone call. And I guess that wasn't enough. So they got to dig in and try to find some conspiracy theory. So Rudy Giuliani's been subpoenaed, Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State's being subpoened. And actually the most defiant right now is Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. You know, it's kind of hard to do business with leaders around the world if your calls with them are not considered private. And so it's going to be very, very interesting how this unfolds, but obviously, everybody loves to harass each other on each political side, and it's obviously very dysfunctional for our country. The only thing Congress has done is they did pass that if you're in the pot business, the marijuana business, you can deposit money in state charter banks and credit unions. I mean, so some lobbyist firm somewhere have them doing something, but you can't put it in a federal bank because it's still not a legal federal activity. So what a mess. So this is why earnings are so important to me. You know, we can get distracted, we can overreact, but you know, within 10 days, we're going to have a lot of good earnings coming out. And one by one, I'm going to count them to firm my stocks up. This is also the trough in the S&P's earnings. The S&P earnings have been really lackluster because of tough year-over-year comparisons and a strong dollar impeding the multinationals. But now the comparisons are going to get a lot better. And anytime the market pulls back like it did today, guess what happens? Well, interest rates fall. And the stock market still yields more than 10-year treasury. And if you're a yield-oriented investor, you still have to look at stocks, not just bonds anymore. So I think the foundation of the market's fine. Obviously, the market is benefiting from strong consumer spending. I'm trying to cherry pick it and find the best stocks for you. What I find is one by one, the stocks when they announce have been acting very good. I was very happy with my what we call my earnings scoreboard in the last quarter, and I expect the next quarter to be excellent as well. Finally, one last thing, folks. I know people are wary of October because there was October 87 too many years ago. Last year was a little sloppy, but I'll be very kind with you. October is a seasonally strong month. And December and November are even stronger. So the seasonally strong time of year is here. A lot of this has to do with the holidays. We focus on friends, family, football, food, and the holidays. It's a happy time of year. The other thing that's going on is there's a lot of year-end pension funding going on. So let's just be happy, not worry too much. So that's kind of what's happening. And so hang on here, folks. Let's enjoy this ride and let these earnings come out. And the stock market isn't a washing machine. I get questions from everybody on stocks. Why is this up? Why this is down? It's very simple. It just sloshes back and forth. You know, it's so what's down today will be up tomorrow and vice versa. So don't let the gyrations of the market distract you. We have to go into earnings season positive. We got to let those earnings come out. We sense how they affect the stocks one by one. If they get too volatile, they're going to get sold. Simple as that. The market is very narrow, very hard to find good stocks right now. But that's our job here at Navalier, and we're pretty good at it. So we'll continue to always find the creme de la creme for you to buy. So that's it. So Louis Navalier, I just wanted to greet everybody. And so that's why the market's gyrating today. But nothing to worry about as far as I'm concerned. Take care, everybody. I'll update these podcasts during fast market conditions.